Good morning, everybody. You are here live today with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Oh, I was up a little earlier today, actually. Actually, no, I wasn't. I was up kind of late. I was up earlier than I wanted to be, let's put it that way. You can probably tell by my voice, because I really wanted to go back to bed, but I really also wanted to do my show. It is now 10:06 a.m. on Monday, May 25th. Yes, it is. Shockingly so. I was just thinking about the fact that it's almost June, which is kind of crazy. Because I feel like the year just started. But anyhow, it is well underway, and I was just listening to Kat's show on YouTube, where I hopefully will be very soon with all of you, and so you won't have to keep coming over here to 1-2 Radio anymore, because we'll all be over there on YouTube eventually. I think before, Mark said before September, I think we're all going to be over there. Which will be good. I've been wanting to be there for a while. I've just been dragging my feet because it takes me forever to do things sometimes. It's just the way that my frequency is. Some people, it takes a while to do things. I'm one of those people, depending on what it is, too. I tend to be a person who decides to do something and then like takes a long time to put it in motion sometimes, but we will get there. Anyhow, it is a very, very kind of overcast day today in Oceanside, California, where I am. And I think I'm going to stand up because I don't feel like sitting right now. I sort of move around a little bit during my show just because my body doesn't really like to sit in one place too long. Unless I'm sleeping. That's a different story entirely. Then I could lay there for hours. But Kat, on her show today, was kind enough to... She's always kind, but she was kind enough to give me a reading about a question that I had, which was always good to hear. And she wasn't specific, which I very much appreciate, but I knew exactly what she was talking about, and it was good news, so that was a good thing. Anyway, let me direct you over to the Facebook page. Oh, before I do that, I just want to share with all of you that I've shared it once before. This show is not something that I do because, you know, I get paid for it or anything. That's not why I do this show. I actually sponsor it myself, and I am feeling the desire to actually have sponsors. My sponsorship is not expensive at all. It's quite reasonable. And I would love to have, you know, either, you know, the same sponsor every week or different sponsors every week. But it's a very minimal investment, like super, super minimal, probably less than you even can imagine. And I would really love to feel supported in that way. So I am doing something I don't often do, and I am asking for support. So if there is, if there are any of you that wish to sponsor this show, so that will make it feel better for me to keep coming here and bringing you the show. And I would really appreciate that. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me here in the chat if you want, or you can come over to lori.the.love.sherpa on Instagram, or you can find me under Lori Love. And I think there's another Lori Love on Facebook too, but make sure you get the right one. You'll see my face. Lori Love on Facebook and Facebook Messenger. You can reach out to me there. Not on regular Facebook, just Facebook Messenger. Because on regular Facebook, I probably will never see it. But yeah, I would love to have some of you sponsor me, or someone you know, perhaps. If you have a business, I can promote your business. Or if you just, you know, you just love me, I will love you back. And I will appreciate the financial support, because it is financial. And like I said, it's super reasonable. It's not going to like make or break anybody, I don't think. But yeah, it would feel really good to have my show sponsored by some of my lovely friends, or some of your lovely friends who may not even know about the show, right? I'm always happy that people share the show with friends and let people know about the fact that I'm here, the fact that we have a place where we all get together and we all can converse. And the way to do that is over on the Facebook page. Excuse me one sec. And the way to get to the Facebook chat is, one second, go to your device or your computer, and if I can get out of this silly little page here, and go to 12radio.com, and that will take you over into the 12 Radio website. And if you look on the left side of the page, you'll see some options, and one of them is chat. And if you hit chat, that will take you over into the 12 Radio Facebook page, where if you scroll down just slightly, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And if you scroll down slightly further, first of all, join the group if you've never been here before, and Serena, my lovely producer, will let you in. So that way you can join the conversation. And let me say hi to everybody who's here. Hey, Rob. Greetings from soggy New Jersey. Yeah, it's a bit soggy here too, actually. It was raining yesterday, and it looks like it might have rained a little bit this morning too, which is always a good thing because, you know, it doesn't rain here too frequently. And I'm always happy when it does. I'm just looking out my window now, and there's, yeah, it's just, it looks like it might have rained during the night. Ooh, looks like they are towing a car outside. Whoops, somebody parked in the red zone. That's not good. Yeah, we have some very strange parking out there. You're not allowed to park in certain areas, and if you do, and if you're in someone else's spot, they will tow you, and it's not cool, because everybody here gets one spot, which I thought was really not enough when I first moved to California, because I'm used to having plenty of East Coast parking, you know? But in California, it's very, very different in many ways, and the parking is just not as plentiful depending on where you are. But especially in an apartment complex, they allow you one spot. And I'm like, what if I have a party? Where are my guests going to park? And they don't really care about that, apparently. So you have to figure it out. Of course, if you live in a house and you have a street, you know, there's always street parking. But that is neither here nor there, and that is not what I came to talk to you about today. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. And all right, I'm going to sit for a moment. Because I am really overtired right now. And as so, I need to sit down. Okay. Although the seat is not comfortable. Rob says the dreary weather this weekend has been a nice, facetiously, embellishment, not to the existential crisis I've recently been muddling through. It has actually been bubbling under the surface for the last 6 to 8 months. And a random humorous comment made during an intimate gathering. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. An intimate gathering the weekend before last appears to finally have brought it to the surface over the last 4 or 5 days. I've never been one to ponder in general my own mortality or my life journey up till now, but here I am giving it a full mental run for better or worse, and appreciative for the various threads of enlightenment Spirit has sent me during this time. All right, let me say hello to Renee. Hi, Renee. Yes, Renee, my Memorial Day weekend is going well. Thank you for asking. I hope yours is too. Let me address this, Rob. So, existential crisis. Okay. Well, I mean, if you can give me some, you know, you don't have to get too personal, but if you can give me some idea of, I need a little bit more detail in order to fully address this, because you're being really vague. and I know you're doing that for a reason. But if you feel comfortable, we are all friends here. Nobody's going to use it against you, I promise. I might be able to help if I could get a better read on it. Okay. Yeah, it's too vague for me to really put my finger on this. I need you to give me a little bit more detail. Your mortality and your life journey. Yeah, tell me a little bit more. Say a little bit more about this. Cause I can definitely feel the energy swirling, but I can't quite put my finger on what it is that needs addressing here. Because I could probably be of some service here. And I want to be, if possible. So let me know if you can, you know, give me a little more info. And just tell me what happened and what you're dealing with. That way I can help you a little bit better. Okay, doesn't look like anybody else has any questions. Questions are very helpful, especially when I am tired. Because all I have to do is tap into my intuition, and that is easy for me. it's probably the easiest thing to do. Because answering questions from my intuitive place of wisdom is just something that I love, because it's always right there for me. And it sounds like I'm being lazy, and maybe I am because I'm tired, but it's accurate. It's easy. I love to rely on Spirit. I have learned to rely on Spirit much, much more than my human, because Spirit is always reliable and my human is not. And I will put it very, very bluntly that way. But yeah, today is Memorial Day, and like Renee was just reminding us, today is definitely Memorial Day. And, you know, it's important to remember what's important on Memorial Day. Excuse me. I feel like I'm a little dehydrated this morning. I was actually woken up. Well, what happened this morning is why I'm so tired. It's because I was woken up around 5:30 a.m. I've been having some gut issues, and it woke me up at like 5:30, and then I went back to sleep, but I knew I had to wake up, so it wasn't the greatest sleep, so I'm pretty tired, but I won't bore you with that. Let me see if Rob has offered any other information. I'm just gonna refresh the chat and see, because without questions, guys, I may end the show early, honestly, because I'm just wanting to go back to sleep, honestly. So if you guys really don't need me, I'm going to take off, because I don't really have too much to talk about right now, unless Spirit comes in and gives me something. Okay. All right. Nope. Rob has not given me any more information. Okay. All right. Hey, Edward. Good to see you. He says, behind the clouds, the sun is shining. Yeah, it is. Blessed morning. Today, I remember my father, Edward says, my grandfather and the few in the field who had noble intent to serve the people. Yeah, it's important. I'm grateful for their service. I'm grateful for everyone's service who has defended our country, because I am a great believer in our country. And I may not love some of the people who have run it in some recent years, but I will always be in favor of America, because that is where I live, and I think it's the best country in the world. I've been to a few others, and nothing beats this one, and especially right now, because there's a lot going on in other parts of the world, and I am glad I'm here. So I will always be glad to be in this country. I feel blessed to have been born a citizen here. I feel very blessed to have been incarnated into this physical human experience in this country instead of in another country where, you know, perhaps I wouldn't have the rights that I have here, as a woman especially, you know, or where well, that's just it. That's basically it. So yeah. All right. I'm going to keep refreshing this chat until I see a question from all of you, because I was totally serious that I'm probably not going to stick around long if I don't have any questions. You guys like pellet cat with questions. I'm just going to say, Kat gets a million and one questions. You guys can do the same for me. Thank you very much. You can do it for her. You can do it for me. Like, I'm here to help you, you know? So if you don't ask questions, I can't help you. Okay. Edward says, I do have a question. How do you honor the dead? Do you think that spirits watch over us? It is a good question. Thank you for that, Edward. Renee says it's beautiful weather where she is. Yeah, it's usually beautiful here too. I'm actually really glad that it's cold and cloudy and rainy for a change. I like it that way. But I'm glad it's nice where you are, Renee. So how, you know, honoring, I don't know about honoring the dead. That is not really something that I think about. I don't, you know, do anything to dishonor the dead, but I don't know that honoring the dead is necessarily something that I focus on. People come into this incarnation for a reason, and people leave this incarnation for a reason when they're supposed to. So everything is according to divine plan, and people come in and people leave, and it's the cycle. I love my people when they're here, and I love them when they're on the other side. My belief is that it's not so much an honoring, because, you know, we're all souls, and I don't think anyone necessarily deserves to be honored more than anyone else. because we all go through the same transition. And it's just a fact for me more than anything. It's not something supernatural. As far as spirits watching over us, oh yeah, spirits are here all the time. So your dad and your grandfather, Edward, they're both with you. They're with you all the time. All you need to do to get their attention is talk to them. And you can do that silently in your head, or you can do it out loud. It's basically when people die, it's just like their spirits are in the next room. They don't go anywhere. They really don't. They're still here. They're still around. They're always, because we are spirit. The larger part of us is spirit. It always will be spirit. It just so happens that part of that infinite spirit that we actually are is also connected to a very dense, finite human body right now. But the larger part of us is an infinite spirit. It's an energy. And that is why when people die, the energy goes out of them. It leaves the body. The light goes out in the eyes. And you can tell the moment that happens, because I've watched it happen. You can tell the moment that someone's spirit leaves their body just by looking at them. And you can also feel it. But I looked at my mom when she flatlined, and I had to take her off life support before that. And it took her like 2.5 hours before she decided to leave her body. But I watched the machine flatline, and I watched her take her last breath. And there was a palpable difference when she was in her body and when she was no longer in her body. Her spirit had left her body. So I am very intimately familiar with a soul leaving a body, because I've been right there when it happened. And it feels different. It looks different. The person feels and looks different. But their spirit doesn't really go anywhere. You know, the spirit is energy, and it can go anywhere it wants, and it does, I'm sure. But often they stay close to the people that they loved on Earth. And they do watch, but not in a creepy way. They're not like, watching take a shower or anything like that. It's not weird. But they're here because now they are back to full spirit mode, which is basically pure love, pure God energy, pure love energy. And we are all the energy of love. We are Christ consciousness on a soul level. On an energy level, we are all spirit, God energy. So that energy doesn't die, it just changes form. And that goes for any type of energy. Energy never ceases to be. It simply changes form. And we all know that. Science even supports that. But humans who are actually spirit, which is all of us, our spiritual energy, our soul energy never dies. It's always in existence. It's infinite. It always will be. It always was. And, because God always was. So we are that energy. As far as a day like Memorial Day, sure, you would honor the people who served because it was through their sacrifice and hence their death, that that we are safe in our country today, you know, in large part. So absolutely honor the people who died for the country. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I do. I definitely do. That's why I mentioned it. And I'm grateful for their service for sure. So yeah, your dad and your grandpa, absolutely happy. I'm happy that they cared enough to serve their country, because they did all of us a solid for sure. And we have a lot to be thankful for here. And but yeah, spirits, they not only watch over us, but they're always around. I don't know exactly what goes on in the heavenly realms, but you know, I know that often, especially in my mom's case, I would say, I really feel like sometimes they leave their earthly bodies because they know that they're just going to be of more service to us from the heavens than they are in their bodies. I'm pretty sure that was the case for my mom. Because I think my mom always wanted to be able to help me more than she could. And she helped me a lot. But I feel that she knew that she would be better able to guide me from a soul realm than she could on the earth plane. Because God knows I wouldn't listen to her on the earth plane. I mean, you know, sometimes we just don't listen to our moms until later when they're not around to ask. Although that's not even true, because even in soul level, even though my mom is now in spirit, I ask her questions all the time. And yes, she does answer. Sometimes not in the way that I think she might, but I always get an answer. I always get an answer. Whether I'm talking to my mom, whether I'm talking to my angels, whether I'm talking directly to spirit. And in reality, I mean, they're all the same energy. Obviously, the creator is the creator, and the creator is a unique energy. But because, you know, the creator is the creator of the universe, so it's a little bit different. But we are all offshoots of that energy. And that's why we can create our own lives the way that we want. So don't ever think that you're helpless, because you're not. I never believe that I'm helpless. Even if I'm in a situation that I don't love. Because obviously, God has my back. I know that. And if that's the case, then whatever I'm going through, God has a plan there. You know, spirit knows what's best. Spirit knows that this thing that I might not love is actually going to help me in some way. And all I have to do is acknowledge that, be allowing and accepting of the situation as it is, while I, you know, maybe do what I'm called to do to fix it or make it better, but not judge it. If I stay out of resistance in any given situation that I might be in, then that is the pathway for spirit to step in and move around the energy so that the situation can shift and give me something that I might like a lot better. And that seems to always be what happens in my life whenever I'm in a situation that I don't really love, that I would prefer be different. It always is. It always happens. Honestly, it's never failed. I really can't say that it ever has, because it's never, ever failed. Whenever I take my own advice and I just, you know, look at whatever's happening, and I'm like, all right, I'll do what I can to take care of it. And if I can't do anything, I'll just chill out and say, you know, fuck it if I have to. And let spirit come on in and do the work, because maybe there's nothing for me to do. Maybe I just have to be in acceptance of something. Maybe I just have to say, hey, you know, I just wait for the invitation. maybe you're just, you know, maybe you're like me, you're a projector, and we have to just wait for the invitation. Maybe you're a generator and you're just waiting for something to respond to. It could be something like that. Maybe you just have to say, okay, this is how it is for now. And just know that if you relax and say, okay, it is what it is, I'm just going to like leave it alone and go do something that gives me a little bit more pleasure. And you focus on something that gives you more pleasure or something that you enjoy. And in the meantime, because you relax and because you chilled out and because you let go and let God, you know, God steps in and shifts the energy and moves it around, and voila, you have a situation automatically changed that might be a lot more to your liking. And it happens like that all the time. You know, things can go very quickly sometimes from, gee, this is something I really don't want and something I would change if I could, but I can't. So I'll just chill out and wait for spirit to change it. And spirit steps in and changes it for you. And you're like, oh my God, what a miracle. Everything just changed in a matter of moments. And miraculously, this thing that I didn't like became this other thing that I am actually in love with and totally was hoping for. Even better than what I was hoping for, usually. So that's often what happens. That's not just often. I would say always, honestly. 99.9% of the time, I want to say that's what happens. For me, it's actually been more like 100% of the time when I have been in a situation that I have not been happy with, really all I have to do is surrender, let go and let God, trust that my actual desire is going to come to fruition. And I have to just, sometimes I have to be patient because sometimes it takes a while. And that's the reading Kat gave me this morning. She said, you know, come August, you know, autumn, things are going to come to fruition the way that I want them to. And actually she said between 3 and 9 weeks. I personally hope it's closer to 3. but if it's 9 weeks, you know, I guess I'll figure it out. I will do my best. That's all anybody can ask of me. So, I'm being very vague on purpose. Because I don't think anybody really needs to know the details. But let it suffice to say that yes, exactly what I'm talking about is exactly what I'm doing. I am going into a state of surrender. I'm letting go and letting God, because I fully believe that, and I know that I have always been carried, and I will be this time too. I don't know how, and I don't know when exactly, but I know that the things in my life that I really want to change are going to change. And when that happens, I will come right here and I will tell you all about it. Because I want you guys to know that this works. And I am in such a state of trust right now with everything in my life that I absolutely cannot control, because I have tried. And every time I try, let me just tell you my experience. Every time I have tried to control the outcome of my present situation, I keep running into walls. And that tells me that I'm looking in the wrong direction and I need to redirect. And what I need to do to redirect is simply relax and not worry and not stress Just surrender and allow spirit to do the work. Because I've actually tried, you know, looking in certain areas and doing different things, trying different ways of doing things to see if they would work. And so far, up till now, nothing's really working. And that tells me something. It tells me that, like I just said, maybe I'm trying to do the wrong thing, looking in the wrong place. That it tells me I need to do something differently. And so, since I don't know what that is, I'm just going to relax and I'm just going to allow spirit to guide me, to offer me, you know, any sign that I might need to do something. So far, I haven't had that sign. So far, the sign has just been to relax and trust. So that's what I'm doing, you know, to the best of my ability. And I'm staying out of resistance and out of judgment as much as possible. And what's really good for that is sleep, because when you sleep, like Abraham says, your vibration rises when you sleep. It just does. It rises automatically. And so taking naps is always a good idea. That's why Abraham always says that. Abraham says, what? Are you worried about something? Go take a nap. Your vibration will automatically rise. I'm sorry if you can hear that noise in the background. One of my neighbors has their water running or something. It's been very noisy. Good, she shut it off. It's just been very noisy. I don't know why, but it seems like people are just using a lot of water lately, and I can hear it in my apartment. I don't know if I have more neighbors or something or what, but I know in the back apartment, we've got like a few people back there. So anyway, but that is what I have come to know. And Abraham always talks about that. To get yourself in a higher vibration, you pet your cat, you know, you basically just relax. You let go and let God, you surrender, you trust, you raise your vibration, you take a nap, you do something that gives you more pleasure. And that's why I always talk about pleasure, because when I say pleasure, I mean any type of pleasure. I don't just mean sexual pleasure, although, you know, hey, that's an option too. You know, if that's an option for you, go for it. Nothing wrong with that. Pleasure is pleasure. So if you're with someone or if you're all by yourself, I am all in favor of every type of pleasure, including self-pleasure. So yes, pleasure can be sexual or it can be non-sexual. It could just be something fun, something you enjoy. You know, go take a walk outside, enjoy the air, enjoy the cold, cloudy day that I'm having in California right now. Or the sunny day that Renee is having, you know, just do something that's fun for you. Go shopping. If you can, you know, if that's fun for you, go have some fun shopping. Go take yourself to lunch. Go have a meal that you enjoy. There are so many ways to raise your vibration and get yourself out of resistance, especially if you're trying to manifest something. Because really, manifestation is simply allowing what's already, quote unquote, in your vortex, according to Abraham, to manifest and show itself. Because it's everything you want is already in the vortex, in the ethers. You just can't see it. But it's all energy and it's already there. It's already created. And if you allow it in by relaxing, it's going to come a lot faster. And it's going to come at the perfect time. And my manifestations, my gifts from spirit always seem to come right at the perfect time. And I feel like, I almost feel like spirit plays a game with me because it's happened so many times. I feel like Spirit's like, okay, let's see how much we can get her to trust. Let's see how good she can be at surrendering. Let's really see how much she believes. I swear, it's comical sometimes. It really, it's borderline ridiculous, really. The things that I have experienced. I mean, sometimes spirit just, up till now, I'm really hoping that this changes because it's kind of nerve-wracking, but it's again, I feel like spirit's sometimes toying with me a bit. Not on purpose, not in a mean way, but just to really reinforce the strength of my faith in God and in myself, because I am that God energy. And so, being that I am that God energy, I feel like God really just wants to know that I really do trust and do believe. And so sometimes what I need will come at the very last second. Up till now. Again, I hope that changes because it is stressful. But I feel like the less I stress about it, the better off I am. This is my experience. It's not always real fun, but I know what's happening. I know because I've seen it happen before. And I'm like, oh, you're doing this again, Spirit. And then Spirit's like, hey, are you going to trust? I mean, you've got plenty of evidence. You know this works. We just want you to trust. Why is that so hard? And actually, it is getting much easier, I must say. It gets easier, but I feel like sometimes it really takes a while for us to be able to trust that what we need is actually going to come. But I've seen it happen before, and I've seen it happen just this way, and I'm sure this is, I'm sure this is just a test of my faith. I know it. I do. And that is why I can relax and I can surrender. And I can, as Genevieve, what was her name? Let me see. Genevieve Berend. She said, believe it's coming and it'll come. Just let go and let God. Expect it with your heart and soul, and spirit will reward you openly for your faith. Yeah, that's really it in a nutshell. And this is something that I wrote down a few years ago when I was in a similar situation as I am now. I was really scared. And it can be scary not to know if you're going to have what you need, no matter what that is, or not to know that you're going to have what you deeply, deeply desire. It can be very scary, but the way out of that fear, because that's what it is, fear, the way out of that is to go into a state of love and know that love is the only thing that's real. And fear is just an illusion. This is all a simulation anyway, right? Us running around living our little lives is all a simulation. And I really love knowing that. Because one of these days we're going to go home to what's actually real. And this feels very real right now because it has to, because we are learning here. We are learning lessons. And one of the lessons I and many other people, most other people, are learning is a lesson in trust, a lesson in letting go, a lesson that when things are happening that you don't like and that you really need to change, and you can't actually change them yourself, you need to trust that God is going to be able to step in and shift things for you and change them to a better situation, a much better situation. And like I said, I am trusting, I am surrendering, because I've seen it happen too many times in my life before. So I know I will always be carried. God has never dropped me. Thank God. I'm grateful. I'm grateful I've never been dropped. I'm grateful that I've always been caught and carried in the most miraculous ways. And if I told you all the stories, if I could remember all the stories, I should write a book, you would be amazed. And I will tell you the story of the situation that is going on for me right now. When it shifts, I will tell you the whole story. And it will shift. It is in the process of shifting. I know, because I'm already getting signs. So, and like, you know, Genevieve Barron says, believe it's coming and it'll come. Just let go and let God. Expect it with your heart and soul, and Spirit will reward you openly for your faith. Yeah. So let me go back to the Facebook chat since we only have a few minutes left. And again, you know, let me know if you'd like to sponsor the show. I would so appreciate it. That would be super, super wonderful. I would really, that would make me really happy if somebody wanted to help me out and sponsor the show. That would be amazing. Because I love to feel loved, and that would make me feel so loved. Okay, Edward says, death, yeah, death is not the end. Blessed are you to be with your mom in her final moments. Yeah, I really appreciated that, Edward. It was really good. Really, it was a blessing for sure. Oh, Renee, you had a barbecue. Oh, so nice. I would love to go to a good barbecue. I love a really good barbecue. My mom used to have great barbecues. Okay, Rob says, ever since I found out last fall I was going to be a grandfather, the whole passage of time, and how the heck did I get here so fast thing has been hovering about. Without going into too much contextual detail, the comment made was in reference to a grandpa doing something perceived by some to be out of the norm. And for some reason, it just sent me into a much more self-introspective mode than I normally am regarding my being. My apologies in being less than upfront, because public speaking has never really been my comfort zone. No, I totally understand. That's why I was encouraging you to realize that you're among friends, Rob, and that we're all here for you. Yeah, that's totally understandable, and I hear you. You know what, though? What comes to me in this moment is something that I've actually been noticing lately myself. Age doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a grandfather. You can still do things that you did, if you want to, and you're able to, when you were younger. You know? There's nothing wrong with that. You can date who you want. You can do the things that you enjoy. I will tell you right now that I have a very, very good friend who I actually grew up with, who is pretty much the same age. She's just a few months older than I am. And the two of us are like night and day. She would never even think of doing half the things I do. I mean, I pole dance, for goodness sake. I can climb a 20-foot pole, and I can dance all the way down it, and I can do pole tricks on the way. So there aren't a lot of people my age who can do that, or who would even want to take a chance on doing that. So whatever you're doing, Rob, enjoy it, and don't worry about what anybody else has to say about it. Seriously. Like age is not even a factor in my life. It really isn't. Like I still feel young. I still thankfully look youthful most of the time. And that is my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I hope that helps, Rob, because really, honestly, time passes, but so what? Like I said, circle of life. As long as you feel good, take care of yourself, you do what makes you happy. That's all, that's a fact. That's all there is to it. And I have to go because Christine DeMoria is coming up next with her show. So I have to make way for her. But I'm really thank you for that, Rob. I appreciate you being transparent. I really do. And I appreciate all of you being here. Sorry, I was threatening you with ending my show early. You know, I get a little spicy sometimes. And I will continue to be spicy because that is just who I am. So I'm happy you are all here. I'm very grateful for all of you, trust me. And like I said, if you feel like sponsoring the show, if you can. If you can't, I totally understand. Not trying to pressure anybody. If you want to, I would love it. That would be great. I'm, you know, I'm not in dire need. It's not that. Thank God. But I really just wanted to put it out there because I like feeling cared for. And that is me exercising my receptivity. I like to exercise my ability to receive. And so I am asking for sponsorship because I really, it feels good to me to receive. And I need to allow myself to do that. And I also feel that exercising my ability to receive brings me more gifts and shifts situations where, you know, I might need to receive more. So I'm exercising that. And that is probably something I should talk about more. The ability to receive, because it's really important and not many people are very good at it. So let me get out of here. I love you all. You've been listening to me, Lori, the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.